Michael Dieker alongside Tegan Trahoon. Second half action just about ready to get underway. Opie received the opening kickoff, so Braden Fowler will kick it off to the waiting arms of Colby Galloway and Patrick Ninefield. 56-0 our score.
Northern Heights has struggled here on a few kickoffs as they've either kind of mishandled the ball or just haven't been able to really get their hands on it. So be very interesting to see what happens here. The last few kickoffs have really put them deep in their own territory, and we've seen the results of that.
We will have a running clock the entirety of the second half, but taking your quick thoughts on what we might see this second half.
I think Olby's going to try and keep their foot on the gas pedal, like I said, keep the pressure on, and Northern Heights just wants to get some positive yardage and I think at least find the end zone.
Galloway has a 7-yard kick return before being brought down at his own 26-yard line.
I should say right there, I wasn't laughing about anything on the field necessarily except just a big hit laid on there by Galloway as he was returning that one, kind of lowering the boom to get some extra yardage on that. It was a good hit by the young man.
So first and 10 for the Wildcats. Five-man front. JV defense in against this varsity offense of Northern Heights. Ross takes the snap. Going to be a quarterback draw, but a good read there by, it looks like that's Andon Tiemeyer.
Yep.
Aaron Ross on the carry.
No, excuse me. That was not. That was Isaac Miller.
No, I got fooled on that one, too. Their
jerseys crunch up. I thought it was Andon Tiemeyer, 88, but it was 68. Isaac Miller, as we mentioned, playing in his first contest all season long after having that separated shoulder. So no gain on the play, brings up second and 10. So four-man front, 4-3 defense for the Eagles. Shotgun formation, going to be a direct snap to Galloway. Kind of waits for the hole to develop. We'll get positive yards, get a gain of 2. It'll bring up 3rd and 8.
The Wildcats seem like they're settling down a little bit more against this Opie defense. As you mentioned, letting the play develop a little bit more. We didn't see a lot of that in the first half. They were trying to kind of make up 100 yards in the span of one play, and it just wasn't going their way. Good little chunk plays here, just picking up, or I should say little chunk plays, picking up positive yardage on each one. And I mean, that really should be your focus right now, is just not going backwards.
Third down for the Wildcats, still looking for their third down conversion of the contest. Their first down came on a 4th and 1. Ross rolling to his right, looking to pass. Actually, we'll tuck it and run, but we'll be met with a swarm of Eagles. That looks like Andon Tiemeyer, Dexon Holting in there, and Rowdy O'Rear. Rowdy O'Rear talking to his dad, Nick, this afternoon, saying Rowdy's like, well, I know I'm going to be playing some varsity offense starting on the offensive line, but I'm hoping I can play some defense. I haven't really been playing in the JV games, so I don't get hurt, you know, on the playing on Mondays. So he's hoping for some defense time, but Rowdy getting in on the tackle there. So 2-yard loss on that play by Ross, and it brings up 4th down, and they'll have to punt it away. Galloway's kick going to bounce at the 45, be fielded by Ethan Redeker at midfield. Looking for some blockers, he has a wall. Has two men to beat, makes one man miss before breaks another tackle, still going before being brought down at the 17-yard line. Actually call it the 20-yard line, so a 30-yard return by Ethan Redeker. Good job for getting over there in the coverage by the Northern Heights Wildcats. It was kind of a slow-developing play. Ethan Redd was kind of waiting for his blocks to get downfield. But 8:45 and counting, 56-0 lead, and hope he has a 1st and 10 in Northern Heights territory. I formation, Dexton Holting under center. Going to be a handoff taken by Ethan Redeker. Jumps over the pile at the line of scrimmage. Might get a yard, if that.
Short gain, give him one.
2nd and 9,
just inside the 20, the 19.
Good stop there by the defense of Northern Heights. Again, they haven't had a lot of those here so far, but I know what they're really looking for is to maybe try and drive the Eagles backwards. So look for them to bring a little more pressure up the middle here.
JV offense did have 2 scores there late in the second half, both coming by Logan Hammond. Ethan Redeker takes this handoff. We'll
right there.
Get 2 yards maybe on that. We'll bring up 3rd and 7 for the Eagles.
Went up the middle, and right there again to make the stop are the Wildcats. Good read, good positioning. Not letting him get behind them, not letting him get off to the sides, just keeping them right where they want him.
Third and long seven now for this Eagle offense.
First time we've really seen them in this position so far tonight.
7.5 to play in the third quarter. 56-0 our score. I formation, receiver on each side. Going to be a slow developing play. Handoff taken by Logan Hammond. We'll get maybe two on the carry. We'll bring up fourth and five. Eagles first fourth down. And here comes the varsity offense. Maybe for a field goal attempt for Braden Fowler.
Good work by the Northern Heights offensive line. They made him, they flushed him off to the left side, and there were men waiting for him that whole time. They said, "You're not coming up our middle again." Made him have to take a few extra steps, as I mentioned, off to the wing, and that was what kind of got them the opportunity to catch up with him.
No, we're going to have Ted Skowski looking to give her the boot ball.
Oh,
just
boy.
Shy of the near hash.
I'm looking forward ball to seeing
this one. Ball is on the 16-yard line. It'll be the Eagles' first field goal attempt of the season. Yabara, the good snap, good hold. Ted's kick. Through the uprights and good for a 33-yard field goal. Ted Skowski takes off his helmet celebrating. How about that for a senior moment? So 59-0, 6:22 and counting. Do believe the clock will stop with the score, I think, maybe, but I don't know. We'll let it keep on running. So, and John, as I'm being kept in line up here in the booth, he said,
he said not to stop it.
So 6:10 to go. We'll take a quick one-minute break here on the Area Game of the Week. 59-0 now our score.
Area High School Football brought to you in part by the Olpe State Bank. Think of Olpe State Bank if you need a home or agriculture loan. Contact one of their lending specialists to achieve your dreams. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Doug Schmidt Construction, a trusted name in construction for over 40 years. When you want quality at an affordable price, consider Doug Schmidt Construction. And the City of Olpe, location, schools, convenience, and security make Olpe a great place to live and raise a family.
Squib kick by Braden Fowler after the 33-yard field goal by Ted Skowski. Connor Arb will take it out to the 40-yard line with a 7-yard kick return. So best starting field position of the night for Northern Heights.
Yeah, see what they can do with it here. They had a few good opportunities as Michael taking out Mothra.
I got a moth on my mic. I don't want to eat it.
You
had that spider fall on you here a couple weeks ago, and you handled that very gracefully. So a 1st and 10 for the Northern Heights Wildcats. Ball in the near hash.
Spiders are scary. Spiders are scary. That's all I'm going to say to that.
Snap taken by Ross. Makes one man miss before bowling over to defender for a gain of 5 yards for Ross.
Second 5 Northern Heights from the 45.
Been the workhorse tonight, 17 carries tonight so far.
Well, and that was good. You know, the last few times he's just kind of been brought down. He hasn't really tried to assert his dominance. And right there, you mentioned lowering the shoulder, kind of running over the defender, pushing some guys around a little bit more.
2nd and 5 now for the Wildcats. Ball still in the near hash. Direct snap to Galloway. Gets maybe a yard before the host of Eagles come through. So breaks up a 3rd and manageable for the Wildcats.
See if they maybe try and go back to the passing game here. Not a lot of success as Ross, he's gotten flush out of that pocket pretty fast, and he's had to run to try and make it happen. And, well, you know, it works for Patrick Mahomes on Sundays, but unfortunately hasn't been very favorable here for Ross on the scramble.
3rd and 4. 3:48 left to go in the third quarter, trailing things 59-0. Northern Heights looking to keep the drive alive. Ross with it. Going to get maybe a yard. Actually still going. Going to get 3 yards, but will be short of the first down. He'll get out to the 49-yard line. So they're knocking at the door for Eagle territory.
I think you go ahead and try it here. I mean,
they did it the last time when it was all the way back at the 30-yard line, and that's their first down of the night that they got on that 4th and 1 earlier in the second quarter.
Olpe not going to bolster their defensive line here. They're going to keep it right.
Yeah, they stacked all 10 in the box the last time. They had more than a 7-down lineman, normally a 5-man front.
And if I'm Northern Heights, I may be looking for that, because if you're bringing more heat right up the middle, I might open up some opportunities for a quick pass. You only need a yard.
So they'll go a bunch set, only one receiver here on the near side. So 10 guys in the box. Ross will keep it. We'll have a 1st down again. Gain of about 5 yards on the carry.
Aaron
So their second first down of the night for the Wildcats.
I can't argue with that. It worked. I'm a little surprised they didn't run it right up the middle.
First time in Eagle territory tonight for the Wildcats. 2.5 to play in the third. They're trailing things 59 to nothing. Looking for something to positive to build on into this next week when they face Valley Heights. Of course, Valley Heights was trailing Jackson Heights in the second quarter, 20-6. First and 10 now for Northern Heights. Eye for a shotgun formation. Rolling to his right is Ross. Andrew Forker applying pressure. Dexton Holton going low and tripping up Aaron Ross after a gain of one here on the near side.
Well, again, Ross, that was a good job. He lowered his shoulder. He saw the hit coming, and he kind of met him right there. And it looks like he got the favor out of that one as he picked up that yard. If he hadn't lowered the boom a little bit, he probably would have got knocked back to the line of scrimmage. No gain.
Buck 35 now left on this third quarter clock. Rolling right along. Ball at the 45-yard line. Ball in the near hash. John's been doing this a long time. He'll keep us all in line when it's all said and done. Second and 9 for the Wildcats. Direct snap to Galloway. Just met right at the hole by – that was Isaac Miller saying, "I'm so thankful I can finally be doing some hitting again." So 1 yard gain by – Galloway.
Give him a short yard.
Clock under a minute to go here in the third quarter as Northern Heights. Second possession here of the second half. And their first drive, 3 and out, had to punt it away. Got a 30-yard return there by Olpe, Ethan Redeker with that return. And so far, this has been their most successful drive of the night as they've stacked together. This will be the 7th play. Their longest before that was 6.
3rd and 8. Last play. Oh, high snap. Oh, well, man. Over the head of Ross. It's way deep in their own territory. He will recover it at the 31-yard line.
Wow.
So that's an ouch.
That's a
heartbreaker. That's a 24-yard loss on that. And that just right when Aaron Ross was getting ready to get out of negative territory. He was at 20 carries for negative 1. And that's going to count as a loss of 24. So going the opposite way. So just when they're getting some positive momentum on their side, that will conclude our third quarter. 59-0 our score. Opie leading Northern Heights.
Area High School Football brought to you in part by Paul Dean, Attorney at Law, providing quality and experienced legal services since 1997. Call Putnam and Dean at 342-2662 and make the right legal decisions. And Leffler Prime Performance, proud to serve the area with high-quality local beef at a fair price. Call Jacqueline at 366-2533 or find Leffler Prime Performance on Facebook.
Area High School Football brought to you in part by Kansas Land Tire at 611 Prairie Street in Emporia. For car, truck, or farm tires, if you're out of air or need repair, these guys care. 620-343-8473. And Angela Blankley of Coldwell Banker Emporia Real Estate. Thinking about buying or selling? Now is a great time to call Angela. 344-6368.
We welcome you back to Allen, Kansas. Michael Deeker alongside Tegan Trahoon. It's been all Opie in this one, as it's a 59-0 lead for the Eagles. They led things 56-0 at halftime, and then Ted Skowski got a 33-yard field goal in the third quarter to advance the lead to 59-0. And Northern Heights was in Opie territory at the end of the third quarter before an errant snap went way over the head of Aaron Ross. It was a loss of 24 yards, so now they're faced with a 4th and 30. Galloway in the punt. Nice punt. Best punt tonight for Galloway. Going to be fielded by Ethan Redeker at his own 30. Stops directions, reverses field before being brought down at the 36-yard line. Do have a flag down at the 39-yard line in Northern Heights territory. So we'll see if that might be a hold on Opie. You really don't see there be blocking right there, but we'll see what the infraction is. He's calling an illegal block in the back. Holding, actually blocking the back.
Blocking the back on the return team. Back them up.
Call it a clip. Yeah. Be a 10-yard penalty from the end of the run. since that was way way downfield. So push the Eagles back, and they'll now take over on their own 26-yard line.
Again, a quick reminder, clock rolling all the way here through the second half.
So first and 10 for the Eagles. JV offense in there. Dexton Holting in an I formation under center. Receiver on each side, Aiden T. Meyer and Dalton Mayer. Going to be option this side to Dexton Holting. He'll be brought down at the
with the quarterback sack behind the line of scrimmage.
Loss at the 35, it'll be a loss of one for Second Dexton Holting.
You know, I talked about indecisiveness there with Northern Heights in the first half of this game. There was a little indecisiveness there on the Olpe side as he looked like he wanted to try and find somebody and then just had to tuck it and run, couldn't find a hole to work. He was trying to force his way through and got pulled down by Coy Horton.
Eagles break their huddle. Going to be a pro formation this time. Holting under center. Redeker and Logan Hammond, the two backs in the backfield. Going to be a cross buck to Logan Hammond. He's got positive yards before being brought down at the 32-yard line, or excuse me, the 27-yard line.
Third and nine.
So a two-yard carry for Logan Hammond. Gives him 14 yards on five carries. And a third and nine now for the Eagles. 9:45 to play in the ballgame.
This Northern Heights defense is doing pretty well here in the second half. His only points scored was a field goal by Olpe. Nobody's found the end zone yet, but again, Wildcats doing a good job of stifling this offense.
Play action pass for Dexton Holting. He's got a receiver downfield. It's Brody Cole. He goes through his hands. It was at midfield at the 48-yard line. His brother Jed Cole picking him up. Brody just saw a lot of open field in front of him, but just could not complete the pass.
If he catches that, he's off to the races and gone. I mean, he was wide open. Closest guy to him was probably still 8 yards back. Had plenty of time, unfortunately, just wasn't able to reel it in.
Now, Holting's pass was kind of underthrown a little bit. Brody had to kind of come back for it, you know, so it takes two to tango.
I'm not putting it all on him.
But fourth and nine now. In the punt, Ethan Redeker. Back deep is Ninefield. Low snap, but recovered nicely by Ethan Redeker. Spiraling kick going to be down to the 49-yard line of Opie, and Jed Cole will down it right there. So a 22-yard punt by Ethan Redeker, and Heights will take over in Eagle territory for the first time, their best starting field position of the night. They did get into Opie territory right there at the end of the third quarter before that errant snap pushed him way back. But they'll take over with the first and 10 with 8:20 and counting here in this fourth quarter.
Well, and if you kind of get things going in the right direction, you could probably run out the clock and end with possession or possibly a touchdown here with a little over 8 minutes to go. Northern Heights just has to avoid any miscues here.
Ross and Galloway in the backfield. Ross takes the snap, trying to get some positive yards. He does. He'll get a gain of about three on the carry.
Ross showing that he's got some good skills with his feet. He's able to get through that defensive line and everybody else that came at him. Olpe Eagles need to start tackling a little lower and tie him up. I think they've just maybe watching from the sideline. You know, this JV squad was seeing them just kind of throw him around at will. But they don't have quite the muscle that the varsity does, so they need to start going a little bit lower if they want to limit his positive yardage.
Second and seven for the Wildcats at the Eagle 46-yard line. 7:23 to play. Ross Galloway in the shotgun formation. Galloway will take the handoff. Head of steam, be brought down at the 41-yard line.
Good play there by Galloway. He takes the handoff, immediately tucks it into his chest, buries it in, and then just digs his shoulders down deep and powers his way up the middle. Running with confidence there was Galloway.
4 yard carry for Galloway. Brings up third and manageable, third and two. They've looked pretty good in short distance against this second team defense. Ball in the near hash. Shotgun formation. Ross rolling to his right, trying to get the edge. Good containment over there on the far side, and a nice lick over there, trying to get a number. It was Andon T. Meyer doing the hitting for the Eagles.
So far, every positive drive that Northern Heights has had has ended with them getting driven back. See if they try to go for it here on fourth down.
They're in Eagle territory. Mm-hmm. Just as well try and go for it.
Yeah, absolutely.
They've been pretty good at doing a decent job of stopping the JV offense of the Eagles.
Yeah.
It's halfway through here in the fourth quarter and still ticking. 6 minutes to play, 59-0 our score. Hope we got out to a 35-0 lead at the end of the first quarter, led things 56-0 at the half, and added three with a 33-yard field goal by Ted Skowski in our previous quarter. They will be going for it. Ross and Galloway in the backfield, fourth and sixth. They need the 39 of Opie.
Curious to see what they try to do here.
Ross dropping back to pass, looking for his first completion of the ball game, and undershoots the intended receiver, Connor Arb. So a turnover on downs for the Northern Heights Wildcats.
Well, defense gets to go back to work here for the Wildcats with 5:22 left to go in this ball game. See what they're able to do. They've done a good job of limiting this JV offense here for Opie. Again, only a field goal so far scored in the second half.
First and 10 now for Obi after taking over on downs at their 45-yard line. I formation once again for Dexton Holting. They had the punt on their last drive.
Mm-hmm.
Their first punt of the night. Dexton Holting dropping back to pass. Has a receiver. Blake Skowski.
Ooh.
Could not catch it in run, but he catches it at the 35 and gets tripped up at the 30-yard line.
Great little lob pass. I mean, really just the gentlest touch, sails it through the air, and again, beats his coverage to Skowski. You mentioned it. He just that little tripwire on the field stops his momentum, but a good positive yardage by Opie.
25-yard reception for Blake Skowski. I formation here. Eagles in Northern Heights territory now. Fresh set of downs. I formation going to be a late handoff on a triple option to Logan Hammond. He'll get two on the carry.
Logan Hammond hit right as he got the ball by Colby Galloway. Give him about two on the carry. Second and eight.
Get another wave on the front line again as the bench is completely empty now. Try and get everyone recognized here. Really pushing me to the test here, Tegan.
I thought you knew all these guys by memory.
I do. I mean, I just, like I said, I just haven't really seen them all that much in action, even in the JV games that's been close. We've got Finn Pimple out there. We've got Jordan Beeman out there trying to see who else is out there. Corden Olson going to be a toss sweep to Ethan Redeker. It's bobbled. The ball still loose. Looks like Northern Heights might be on it.
Yep.
There's a fumble on the pitch right
think
there.
That's going to come
still
up.
Still fighting for it, and I think it's going to be recovered by Northern Heights. Yep. That was Coy Horton. That'd be the first turnover of the ball game.
Horton did something that nobody else did there, really. Everybody else was still trying to finish their man or finish their assignment. He saw that ball getting bobbled, and I think he was trying to go in to help finish a tackle to possibly force the fumble. As soon as that ball hit the ground, he was on top of it for anybody else.
So the fumble at the 35-yard line. So it was kind of a high toss to Ethan Redeker there. Not the biggest guys out there.
No.
So, 2:45 to play, trailing 59-0. Wildcats looking to get some positive yardage. Andrew Foraker in there stopping Ross along with Isaac Miller trying to get the other Eagles kind of slow to get up. That's Braden Fowler, I believe. Braden Fowler says, I just want to get on that pitching mound, man. I just want to pitch. So I just want to kick and pitch. I don't want to play defense.
he's going to get
sunned out. Trying to get old Big Finn Pimple in there now.
Braden, I feel you, man. That's why I didn't play football. I'm just going to say it right there. I knew they'd want me to hit somebody, and that probably wasn't going to go my way.
Fowler, the South Lyon County ace, as a freshman looking to build upon that success this year. Handoff taken by Galloway with a second and 10.
Good stiff arm, good shoulder lower. Drops the boom again, powers his way up for a few extra yards.
5-yard carry by Galloway. He was brought down by Dalton Mayer.
Minute 45 left to go in this ball game.
Ross with the quarterback keep. Going to be met shy of the first down by Ethan Redeker. Actually, looks like they're going to call forward progress dead. He kind of got a past it towards the end.
curious to see if they maybe just try for a bomb down the field here. We've seen that Ross, he does have the arm to throw it deep, but just hasn't been accurate tonight.
0 for 6 passing so far tonight. Actually, 0 for 7. I missed that third down play, the arb, or that fourth down play to arb on that previous drive. So fourth and short, a buck 08 to play. Northern Heights looking for their third first down of the night. Direct snap to Galloway.
He got it.
Got enough. Still going.
Stretch out.
So he's going to be to the left of the sticks as we see things. So a 2-yard carry for Galloway. Third first down for Northern Heights. We're less than 1 minute to play in this ball game.
Well, again, you mentioned less than a minute to go. 45 seconds to be exact. I think you maybe try and take a shot towards the end zone here. I mean, what's the worst that happens?
35 seconds to play.
John was about to tell me what the worst could be that happened. He thought that was better.
46-yard line of Northern Heights in their own territory. They're going to go trips right. We'll see. Shotgun formation. Dropping back. Looking for the bomb. Pressure coming from Nolan Rhodes. And going to be sacked. Finn Pemple getting in there. Aaron Ross is sacked on the play. Finn Pemple. Nolan Rhodes.
Oh.
And looks like Rowdy O'Rear in there. So a loss of 5. We have a timeout taken with 14 seconds to play. Actually, we have an injured player over on the far side for the official timeout, a Northern Heights Wildcat being attended to. So we'll take a quick 30-second break as the injured player is attended to.
Area High School Football brought to you in part by Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. By Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial, for residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities for generations. And by Radcliffe Propane, providing propane for residential, commercial, farm, and oil leases in Greenwood, Chase, Coffee, and Lyon counties.
Area High School Football brought to you in part by Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made in Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes. Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today, 620-794-1229, to experience the Midwest Land Group difference. And Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com.
Preston Patton, the injured Wildcat, as he gingerly walks back to his sideline. Looks to be a lower leg injury on the left side.
Good sign that
Patton,
he's walking.
Patton, the sophomore. But, yeah, he's walking off on his own power.
Straighten out a little bit as he's going. Still a little gimpy, but
so we'll have one final play here. 14 seconds to play. 59-0 our score. They look to go deep on their previous play before Ross was sacked by Finn Pemple and the rest of the Eagle gang.
A single receiver off to the right side, so I doubt they're going to try and throw it again.
Snap taken by Ross. Looking for a run. Going to be pushed out of bounds by Andrew Foraker.
Ross pushed out of bounds after a gain of about 3.
Gaining 3 on the play, and that should do it.
So
our final score, 59-0. Opie improves to 7-0. Northern Heights dropping to 0-6. Both teams concluding district play. Opie will conclude their season next week, or conclude their regular season next week with Christ Prep Academy, and Northern Heights will face Valley Heights. But we'll get into the Rich Door Company post-game show. Look to visit with our player of the game, Tegan. That's all up to you. Who do you want to go to tonight? Do we go with Ted Skowski with the long field goal? We don't get to talk to those offense and, you know, don't really get to talk to him. He's kind of a no player right there. Or we can go Derek Holting, too. Those are your options right there.
I think, you know, we were going to go with Derek Holting, I think, a few weeks ago. We didn't get a chance to because he did have homecoming. I think we make it up to him. Go ahead and bring him in.
Let's get Derek Holting up here in the booth. But our final score, 59-0. And we get in the Rich Door Company postgame show. Also visit with our victorious coach, Chris Schmidt.
Area High School.